Julie Willem-Van Dyke is co-director of the Robert Wood Johnson-funded County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Project at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. She previously served as the local health officer in Marathon County, Wisconsin. Julie holds a PhD in nursing with an emphasis in public health leadership from the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. She's a graduate of the RWJF Nurse Executive Fellows Program and the National Public Health Leadership Institute.
Well, good afternoon. I find it a real privilege to follow these two gentlemen because they are talking about how to make this work really happen in communities. And I'm going to pivot to talking about the infrastructure for people to come together to make this work happen. So it may seem a little bit different, but I really want you to hone in on how very similar our presentations actually are. So I have no relationships to disclose either, and I am here on the shoulders of many other great people. I have the privilege of often getting to be the voice for this work, but I don't do a lot of it on my own. In fact, my co-author, Sarah Beaversdorf, is here, Sarah, and we work very closely on this. Other staff at the Wisconsin Association of Local Health Departments and Boards. Our project was funded by the Wisconsin Partnership Program, and again, we work very closely with the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Program and our partners at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and we owe so much to the 10 pilot sites across Wisconsin that tested the work I'll be talking about. So today, my presentation, I want to discuss with you changes in the capacity of Wisconsin's local health departments as a result of some work we've done over the last few years, and identify some tools and resources that might be helpful from what we've done for you to use in your own practice, your own state, or to think about how you might modify things for your own practice in your own state. So before I dive in too far, I want to define what we mean by this topic of community health improvement plans and processes, or what we fondly refer to as the CHIPPE process. For those of you who are knee-deep or neck-deep or over your head in thinking about public health accreditation, you're probably a little bit more familiar with the terms community health assessment and community health improvement plans. And we like to think of the CHIPPE process as this whole cycle in one unified way. The right-hand side of the process is looking at assessment and prioritization, and as we make the turn around the bottom of the wheel, choosing effective policies and programs, and that's what's typically in a traditional community health assessment. The left side of the wheel here is focusing on actually implementing those strategies you outline and evaluating them, and we see it as a very continuous cycle. Too much of the time, I'm afraid, it becomes a community health assessment and plan that's put on a shelf, and everybody is so darn tired after they produce those documents, we never get to the left side of the wheel. So what we're really working on strategizing here is how we can get to the kind of work that Hector and John have talked about today. I also want to point out, I know the picture might be a little blurry from back there, but all of the sectors that my colleagues have talked about today are represented in those bubbles in the middle of the wheel. There's community development, there's health care, including hospitals and community health centers. There's community members smack dab in the middle to remember that we must be engaging with our community at all times. So again, I think some nice connections with what we've heard before. So in Wisconsin, we've had statutes since the early 90s that require local health departments to conduct community health assessment and improvement plans in that whole CHIPPE process. So must involve key policymakers. You must assess. You must identify priorities. You must assure there are programs and services in place or implementation. And you must evaluate. So this is woven into the DNA of our state statute. We also know this process is really important because of the emerging work with the Public Health Accreditation Board. And Wisconsin is very proud, and I think largely because of this long-standing statute, that requires community health assessment and improvement plan, that we have five local health departments accredited of the 44 that are currently accredited by the Public Health Accreditation Board. And we know that this requirement of community health assessment improvement planning is a core requirement to apply for FAB. And so our project wanted to help us further strengthen that. We also know, as John has alluded to, that not-for-profit hospitals have some requirements around doing community health assessment and improvement planning that were strengthened throughout the nation by the Affordable Care Act. Some states like Massachusetts have had this in place for a lot longer than other places in the nation. But the Affordable Care Act now requires hospitals to conduct community health needs assessments and implementation plans every 3 years. And we wanted to assure that these processes were not happening in separate silos, but were as integrated as could be. So we applied to our state partnership program fund. This is a fund funded by the proceeds of this conversion of Blue Cross Blue Shield from a not-for-profit to a for-profit status that supports health improvement in our state. And what we did was we did an environmental scan and needs assessment to see what was happening in Wisconsin around this. As a result of that, we developed a number of new tools, which I will address with you. We tested those tools in 10 pilot sites throughout our state, evaluated the results, and are in the midst of revising and disseminating them. So this work, again, because we wanted it to be integrated, not public health off doing their own thing or hospitals off doing their own thing, involved two partners, the Wisconsin Association Local Health Departments and Boards, and then my entity, the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute, leading the work. But we had our public health agencies, our hospital association, our State Department of Health, our State United Way, our UW Extension Services, Great Lakes Intertribal, the Counties Association, and our Public Health Association, and our Medical Society, all involved on our steering committee, all involved in buying into this work. So again, trying to make sure we were all pulling the train in the same direction. Here's what we developed over the last 4 years. We developed a shared model, a guidebook for community health assessment and improvement planning, and a shared set of data, and also a number of tools to accompany that to help support people in their work. And this work is all available at WALHDAB, WALHDAB.org. You can just go there and click on projects and special projects, and you'll get to the site with the CHIP resources. As I mentioned, these tools were tested in 10 pilot communities, and these are the pilot communities around our state. You can see they're representative of all regions of our state. They were also representative of different size communities, municipal and county health departments, and county health departments that ranked at all levels in the county health rankings in terms of their health status. So let me share some lessons learned that we learned through this process. First of all, you'll have to look at that on a slide if you pull up later, but this, we really felt it important to listen to our practice communities. I often call myself a pracademic. I am not a researcher in an ivory tower. I actually work in a gray tower at the University of Wisconsin, who thinks you can sit in your office and figure out this work. You have to do it in partnership with communities. And so that chart actually shows you the pros and cons of what our pilot communities told us about the various tools. We did a survey of all of our local health departments at the beginning of the project and then again 3 years later. And one of the things that we saw in this three-year period is we certainly had increasing shared leadership. What this chart shows you is the gray bar it shows you who were leading these efforts in our state. And so you can see in the fall of 2011, that gray bar is where the local health department was the primary leader of these efforts in our state. And in December of 2013, you can see that gray bar is much smaller, accompanied by places where the hospital is the primary leader, or the local health department and the hospital were sharing leadership, or there were other configurations. And so you can see it's almost 50-50 in terms of primary leadership of the health department and others who are participating. The other includes UW Extension. We have active participation from our Extension colleagues, and also local United Ways have been very, very involved in leading this work. We also, as I mentioned, really wanted to see this integration of the CHIPE process, of not only the assessment but the implementation plan. And we saw improvement in that, too. You can see, beginning the project, we already had very active participation from our hospital communities in this work, but that has increased over the time of the project. The other thing that has really increased is hospitals really committing staff to this, and many times staff that this is part of their deliverables, not something nice to do to just go attend a community networking meeting, but really part of their core deliverables. And we've seen hospitals increase the financial resources they contribute to not only the assessment but to implementation of strategies. We're seeing evidence of resource sharing. We asked people in 2011 and 2013 where their funding was coming from, and you can see the funding to, this is to support the whole CHIPE process, not just the assessment, but you can see it's increasing in every one of the different groups of funding that we asked people about. And we also have heard very strongly from our pilot communities that this work has really increased the partnerships across their communities and really strengthened them in a way that is very, very effective. So you can see some of these quotes about how the greatest accomplishment was how the hospital and the local health department are working together. Or the last one about other people coming together around alcohol, including the 4-H, the police liaison officer, the media, different partners that had really been integrally involved in this work earlier. Another part of the lessons learned is we learn not to reinvent the wheel. And so we have three areas we've really focused on with that. The first was helping our communities see how the social determinants of health are integrated into all of the models. We had a group of people in Wisconsin who said, we're home to the county health rankings and roadmaps in Wisconsin. It's where the program started. And many people focus their assessment around the county health rankings model, and that is a social determinant of health model. But other people said, wait a minute, we use our state health plan as our guiding model. And so there was this tension, is it rankings or the state health plan between different health departments? And so what we really came together and established was these are not built on different models. Our state health department is built on a determinants of, our state health plan is built on the Evans and Stoddard determinants of health model that was further modified by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute to drive the county health rankings model. And so we took the county health rankings model and we added in all the priorities from our state health plan into the different categories there to help people see how this is all linked together and not competing ways to think about health. So that's something you could all take back to your communities too, is if many people are thinking about the county health rankings model as a way to illustrate health and how other processes in your state work through it. This model also, we added the concept of health disparities to the model too, because we felt that was very important and is missing explicitly from the county health rankings model. We also use the Roadmaps to Health Action Center as our guiding basis for our guidance document. And so what we did was put a guidebook together with some simple checklists, and then it links to the Roadmaps to Health Action Center for more detail. And then it cross-references Wisconsin statute and ACA requirements so that in each step of the process, If you're a health department, if you're a hospital, you can make sure you're following through on the things that are required by your respective accrediting or governing agencies. So here's a page from the guidebook about prioritizing these hyperlinked blue items. If you click on those, we'll take you into the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Action Center to get more guidance and links to other resources. And here's an example on the bottom of a page of a linkage to the ACA requirements or the FAB requirements so that you can know where you might want to look to figure that out. Data. People want to know about data, and it's, you know, data can consume us, and we really wanted to come to a point where we could say, if you've looked at this data, you've done what is the expected foundational amount of data for a community health assessment. This is enough to start with, and then you can set some priorities, and then you can dig deeper into those priority areas to understand them better, to help you think about where you might want to target or leverage your interventions, and how you might want to evaluate your work. So we had a working group of practitioners, academics, state health department folks come together, establish a core data set. They also looked at measures that they knew were available, that were collected regularly, and that were largely available at least on an annual basis and at the county level. And what we then did was incorporate these measures into the additional measures in the County Health Rankings website. So as you scroll down in a Wisconsin snapshot on the County Health Ranking website in the additional measures, you'll find all these different measures with asterisks that are part of the core data set for Wisconsin that you won't find in the other 49 states. Now, many of the core measures for the County Health Rankings were also in our core data set. And what I'd like to share with you is this is work we're willing at the now I'm in my County Health Rankings and Roadmaps hat. We are willing to work with your state. If you've done similar work around a core data set and you can share with us the data sources for adding those additional measures, we are interested in expanding this work with other states. So finally, this work is not done in a silo. As you can see, we've tried to facilitate link and leverage across many other programs that are doing similar work. And I want to point out to you a new project that was just released a month or two ago, the shared priorities work at this website, improvinghealth.org, is a way my colleagues at the University of Wisconsin have taken all of the health assessments in Wisconsin from health departments and hospitals and mapped the priorities. So you can see where the priorities are. If you're a resident in Wisconsin, you can go to any county in the state and see where your local hospital's top priorities are and your local health department's plan's top priorities are, and see where work is happening. So there's lots left to do. We have a core data set, but people are still not satisfied, so we're continuing to do additional work, including projects to try and look at drilling down below the county level for data. We're working on leadership training and work to improve implementation and evaluation. And we know this is really important because I led a team that did assessment of all of our state's community health assessment and improvement planning processes. And this is just really quick. You can see really quickly that the places where we had the highest scoring items were on the assessment side of that wheel. That's not surprising considering our state has been mandated to do assessments since the mid-90s. The lowest scoring items you can see are on elements related to evaluation, implementation, and working together. So we now have a second phase of the project that's really going to work on skill development and leadership for how people can work on implementation and evaluation. And we're going to use that on one of our state's most common priorities between health departments and hospitals, which is the issue of alcohol misuse. So stay tuned. We'll have more to share with you as a result of that. So I'll wrap up there and say thank you and turn it over to our moderator for questions.
Thanks, Julie.